The Boston Bruins found themselves down 2-0 in the second period to the Carolina Hurricanes last night before scoring three unanswered goals and eventually winning 4-3 in overtime. The Hurricanes were donning their old green Hartford Whalers unis. The franchise that now plays its hockey in barbecue country got its start in Connecticut's insurance capital. And the Canes got two goals past Yaroslav Halak before the Bruins evened things up on a rebound by fourth-line winger Chris Wagner. And then Jake DeBrusk, who would be the catalyst for the overtime winner, banged in a rebound of a David Krejci shot to tie the game at two. Bruins then took a 3-2 lead on a shorthanded goal by Patrice Bergeron, who finished off a 2-on-1 break with a feed from Brad Marchand. Carolina tied the game at 3 with less than 10 minutes left, but in the overtime, DeBrusk stripped defenseman Justin Falk of the puck behind Carolina's net. He circled around and sent a perfect pass across the crease to David Krejci, who faked forehand, then went backhand to slide the puck past Curtis McElhinney for the win. Now, there was a downside for Boston in this one. The recently acquired Marcus Johansson collided with Michael Ferland on a clean hit by the Carolina forward, but a devastating one that sent Johansson to the ice and eventually to the hospital, where he was held overnight for observation. The Bruins have experience with players acquired for a playoff push derailed by concussions, and they'll have to cross their fingers that Johansson is not the latest. The Montreal Canadiens were winners last night, topping the LA Kings 3-1, and what a win for goaltender Carey Price. Number 314 in his career with Montreal, and that ties him for most Montreal goaltender victories with a legend of the game, Jacques Plante, the man who invented the goalie mask and was arguably the greatest netminder in NHL history. Shea Weber had a goal and an assist in helping Price to that historic win, and the Canadiens maintain their wild card playoff position, now tied with the Pittsburgh Penguins, 79 points apiece. They're both one game ahead of the Columbus Blue Jackets. In men's college hoops, the Green Knights of Vermont Technical College made it to the semifinals of the USCAA playoff tournament, but their run to a title was stopped in an 80-74 loss to Penn State Wilkes-Barre in Pennsylvania last night. Jeremiah Shaw finished off an excellent season for VTC, scoring a game-high 24 points in that losing effort. The UVM Catamounts wrapped up their regular season, beating UMass Lowell 74-57 on senior night, with a ceremony before the game to honor the careers of Samuel Dingba and Ernie Duncan. Steph Smith scored a game-high 21 points to lead UVM to its 26th regular season victory before the playoffs start, as they are the number one seed in the America East Conference. On the pro hard court, good luck figuring out those Boston Celtics. Losers of four of their last five since the All-Star break, they headed out west and went on to beat the stuffing out of the two-time defending champion Golden State Warriors 128-95 last night. The struggling Gordon Hayward regained his All-Star form with a 30-point performance off the bench, and Kyrie Irving had a double-double, 19 points and 11 assists. In a game the Celtics wish they could bottle and take with them wherever they go, playing more like the team that was supposed to contend for an NBA title this year. Meanwhile, the Warriors, good as they are, have had their own head-scratching stumbles, at least at home this year. It was the fifth time they've lost by 20 or more points on their home court. The NCAA Nordic and Alpine Ski Championships begin today at the Trapp Family Lodge in Stowe with the men's 10K freestyle and women's 5K freestyle events. UVM is sending 11 skiers into the field of 148, Middlebury and Dartmouth 12, and any one of them would love to bring the title back east. An Eastern school has not won the championship since UVM did it in 2012.